Town of Bruton Committee meetings for January 7th, 2013. It'll come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nisla?
Here.
Attorney Astor?
Here.
Here, I'd like to welcome our five council members for this term. It's their first official meeting. Look forward to the next 4 years, as always. Minutes for the meeting of last time in your package. If you have any corrections or changes, let us know. But that will be on the agenda for next time, so let us know. Committee reports, Public Works Committee discussed the street overlays. We opened the bids on December 18th, and we had five bidders, and three of them were very, very close to each other. So Monday night, I will be recommending Barber Brothers Contracting Company Incorporated, the top listing. In addition to that, we received a fax today from, at our request, from Barber Brothers, asking them to price up three additional pieces of work. One of them being Benzo, one of them being Live Oak, and one of them being Orleans Quarters. And if the numbers come out the way I think they will, be about like an additional $13,000, or less, a little bit less than that. I'm also going to recommend that, the handwriting was so bad on the email that on the fax, we're going to check a couple of things that tomorrow. Wayne's going to check them out. It came in late this afternoon. So,
you said Live Oak, Benzo, and what else?
And Orleans Quarters. The end of Orleans Quarters, where the road is completely clear. So, is there any discussion? Roy, you have anything to add to that?
No, I have the letter. I passed it to Debbie tonight, the recommendation of award to do that. If you'll just sign that notice of award, I'll put the package together, the contracts, and get it to him and turn them all around.
For those of you not aware, but we had a $150,000 budget and it came in $75,000. So that's quite good. From what I understand, the contractors are all really, really pumping for work right now. So it was a very competitive bid, really close. So it's a good sign, very good sign. I remember the year after Katrina, we had one bidder and it was three times the budget amount. And we ended up throwing all the bid out. Didn't even do any work, and he was so bad. So, any questions or comments on that? Yeah, during the committee meetings tonight, it's open forum. We don't, it's a little less formal. All right, that's all I have public works that I'm aware of.
Yeah, got a lot of water to pass you now. But we just can get a few days out of rain. It's been dropping pretty good. It was pretty high for a little while, so a big storm in there could back us up pretty good, but the water looked flowing better than I've seen it in a long time. So a lot of work that's been done by the parish looks like it might be paying off.
How much for the, I haven't checked on anything.
They got, I'm going to say the stretch from, say, the intracoastal to the sewer pond, they probably got about 50-60% of that. The machine, 1950 mile machine, they break every 2 weeks. And if they get called, they don't do it. So they probably got half of that, maybe two-thirds of that. Mm-hmm. And then when they went from the other way with the long boom track hoe, they got to the other bridge, mm-hmm. almost to the other bridge. They did even with Reeves' property. Mm-hmm. And Jason said probably from, say, the sewer pond to that, they're going to just do a long boom and get what they can get because it's just cost-effective, right? Yeah. They're going to just... It probably won't be to the scale they said, but it'll be something.
Yeah.
When we went there, they finished that between the sewer pound and going toward Morrow again.
No, he said about 60% of the way, not all. Yeah. But they're going to try to finish it with that as best they can. All right, planning and zoning, item 1A, 1B, and 1C. I'm going to turn the meeting over to our present mayor, Pro Tem, Ms. Bourgeois, to handle.
Okay.
Well, the reason being, because I have an interest in it in all three of them.
First of all, the planning and zoning minutes of December 26, 2012, made favorable recommendations to the council on these requests. The first request is a variance request for Margaret L. Lane, 3349 Live Oak Drive, reduce the minimum side yard from 10 feet to 6 feet. A re-subdivision of lot 73 into lot 73A, 73B, and 73C submitted for approval. So, you want to explain that, please?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? For the new members, my name is Cletus Langlois. I work for Fock Engineers and Surveyors. I'm here tonight to represent Ms. Margaret. If you look at this map, we are actually dividing off two lots around our house. We're going to leave a lot for our house. It'll be three total.
Yes, ma'am. That worked out pretty good the last time.
And so we did, we kept the mandatory 10-foot side on this side of our house, but to keep the mandatory frontage on this side, we needed to reduce the side setback. So we're asking for a variance on that side setback to 6 feet. And so that's the only thing that's improper on this one, is that the setback here. So even then, with a residence here, it'll give you 16 feet between them.
Okay, y'all have any questions about that? Okay, and the next one is discuss the final plat showing the re-subdivision of lot 73 into lots 73A, 73B, 73C, and the exchange of property between lots 73 and 74, 3349 Live Oak Drive for Margaret L. Lane.
That is correct. If you look on this corner right here, Ms. Margaret's shed was actually across the line. So when we got ready to do this survey, we found that out. So she talked to her neighbors, and they're actually doing a property swap so that the shed will be all on Ms. Margaret's side. So that's the part, that's the property swap that that you're looking at. And then we have the three-lot division at that point.
So Ms. Margaret, you taking your whole piece, making three lots, house on one, empty, and the Montello apartment be a whole separate lot.
Yeah.
And you're getting a couple feet from your neighbor, so your shed's all on one property.
6.3 feet, that's correct.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions on that? Okay, and then C, discuss the final plat showing the re-subdivision of lot 74. Into lot 74A, 74B, and the exchange of property between lot 73 and 74, 3419 Live Oak Drive for Andrea Associate.
If you look, this is the little piece that we talked about, the same piece that was swapped off, Ms. Associate swapped to Ms. Canella, and then we divided her lot, and we kept a lot that has the correct amount of frontage and one for her home. There are no variances needed, and everything meets the order.
Well, Ms. Associate is my wife, right?
Well,
I mean, I don't want to try to.
Well, this is what I was saying. I really like working with Ms. Associate a lot. I've kind of, I don't want to hold it against who she's associated with.
The property in the conveyance record is listed as Andrea Grimio Associate.
That's correct.
Let's make sure that we're not trying to hide anything.
And I was going to say that, man. Yeah. And it's exactly the mayor and his wife.
It's like Miss Arlene is Miss Canella now. But that's where the property is listed as.
It's listed as Arlene.
That's what my name was when I bought it.
That's correct. Right.
The legal name is that owner.
I would try to stay separate from you.
All right, so you remember where you were with this description?
Yes, ma'am. So there are no variances. Where everything meets the ordinance, and so we're asking for your approval.
Any questions about that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The next one, D, item D, is discuss final plat showing subdivision of lot A and a call to 85 by 225 lot of the original Miss Ida LeRae property and a call 50 foot by 225 lot of the original Edward C. Carr property into lot A1 and A2, 350 North LeBeau Avenue for Todd Anthony LeRae. And that's a picture of it up there. Go ahead.
Good girl.
Woody Trish, land surveyor, 449 Highway 1, Brule. I'm representing Mr. Tyler Ray here. What this is an exchange of property. The original owner who had Lot A and a 35 and let's see here, a 50 and an 85 foot lot where the existing residence was. And he had added on to the back of his house, and it was up against the property line. This original Lot A was shaped like a T with 50 foot on the frontage on LeBove, and it opened up. And what we're doing, I just shoved that back property line back 12 feet to clear the house, and it's just an exchange of property between those two existing tracts.
So Lot 1A and Lot A1A2 already existed? Just like, I mean, they already existed, you just checked?
Yeah. Where A2 is, that was existing two lots where the house is.
Yeah.
It was a 50 foot and an 85 foot lot.
Let me ask you a question, Woody, just to avoid confusion on anybody doing any checking on time or whatever in the future. Do you, sometimes when I see surveys, I see surveyors put dashed lines on where pre-existing lots
exist. Yeah, I often do that.
Well, no, I'm just asking if you, if that would be helpful to anybody checking
that. I'll do that.
Okay.
The reason I'm inquiring is because I'm wondering why, Todd, why did we go to the planning commission if all you do is move the property line?
Yeah, that's it.
Done administratively.
That's it.
Yeah, I thought it was
because that's the way the title reads, was a tract A which was T-shaped, and then those two lots where the house was. And the T-shaped lot, that was original Lot A, was created and
well, I think I know why.
It's a re-subdivision with smaller than
I think what was, we had talked about that lot not fronting on the street, but then we changed away from that. That's why we went in the first place.
Exactly.
Well, so now we're not doing
on the public street.
The ordinance that allows that.
A1, what's now A1?
It's frontage on the street.
50 foot frontage on the public street.
The small part of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's been there, right?
Let's do all of ourselves a favor and let's not talk about that, okay?
Well, it was approved.
Let's all do a favor. This plat is fine the way it is. Let's not talk about that, okay?
Yeah.
There's no variances required.
I think it looks great.
So can I ask Tom just a question, clarification? Is Todd a question? Is this all going to tie into your other property where your house is?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. I got the picture now. Thank you.
More like, lot A1 wheel.
Yeah, on the east side, of the back of it, it's the east line, they contiguous with his other tract of land.
Right.
That's not pertinent, but I'm just trying to picture that layout. Thank you, Todd. Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any questions or comments on that, on this plat? Okay, that'll also be on the agenda.
Does it not need a variance from the 80 foot?
No. The hit. Okay.
I just asked a question because is it A1?
Yeah.
Doesn't A1 require 80 foot?
He is not requesting a building permit.
Already in existence that 50 foot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's already in existence.
Yeah.
Todd knows that if he ever decides to build back there, he's either got to come back and make it a not funding on a public street or build a real road, which he may do, but he's not planning to do anything for a long, long time, so he doesn't want to do that right now. Is that right, Todd?
And Todd, since the mayor already said that there's a house for sale on Live Oak, do you want to say something about a house for sale on North Abode?
Here we go, another ethics violation. Tonight. All right, top three derelict buildings. I added one to the list on West Main, but I haven't contacted yet, so I haven't gotten off the ground with that, but for various reasons. You can see on North LeBeau, the owners of the property swear up and down that they sell the trailer or they're going to tear it down, one or the other. So I'm going to give them another, a little while longer to live up to what they say. But I'll keep following that. The rest of them are just, the three that are in progress are just chugging along. Yes, sir?
I got a call late this afternoon. I didn't even have a chance to call you on it, from John Delahaye, the attorney handling the succession on the LB Keith's rep. They filed the papers today.
Really?
Yeah. And so you should be in the next month seeing the requisite two advertisements for the property to be sold under succession.
Good. Glad to hear it. For the new council members and anybody new in the audience, we started this list. This is a while back, really. It says 2009 right here, but anyway, December 2009. And the process, basically, if there's a house, some people would call it a condemned house or whatever. We call it derelict building. That's the official words in the council and the ordinances. We found that the best way to do it is to contact the owner verbally and tell them, hey, you got a problem, and you fix it yourself. If that doesn't work, we send them a letter, tell them we want to do an inspection. After we do the inspection, there's a form Wayne has, and fill all that out, and then they have to come to the council and show cause why we shouldn't take action. And the action could be anything from fixing whatever's there all the way to tearing the house down. We found so far that really we haven't personally torn any down ourselves. We've come close, but we hadn't done any of them. Most of the time, at various stages along here, the owner comes to the realization that something's going to happen, and they eventually do something about it. Sometimes it's just with a verbal warning. Sometimes it's after they get a letter. Sometimes it's after they come to the council. Sometimes even after that.
Sometimes it's the nightmare about the votes and bulldozing.
That's right. There's all different ways to do it. But you can see down at the bottom, we have several of them that have been taken care of. And some of them, actually, they've turned what was a blighted piece of property into a really, really nice piece of property that's being either rented or sold. It's really been a success. But it's never without stress. It's always, tell somebody to take your house down, they don't really care about that too much. Anybody else, any comments on that? Questions? All right. Finance Committee, December bills are in the package. We'll adjust. Any questions or comments on the bills? One in here that I thought somebody asked about. Okay, we're going to start. It was weird.
Is that Mr. Street at Hong Kong?
No.
Was it the mail radar?
Thanks, guys.
No. All right, Tom. See you.
Thank you.
Anyway, y'all have any questions? Scott's been there before. he didn't want to go back, right? Well, my apologies. I thought you were going to go. Okay.
Damn, that's what I talked to you about. Terry did.
All right. Auction results. We had an auction Saturday. Three out of our four cars actually did sell above the minimum. The Crown Victoria, I don't know what the bid was, like $1,000, but it didn't make the minimum, so we pulled it. They had a bunch of other stuff, scrap stuff, just a whole bunch of different things. And they totaled $1,894, and Debbie's got the list of what was sold. Some things sold for, like transfer switches sold for like $75, $80 a piece, and like four of them, I think. And just different things. We sold the aerators, everything sold, that tar thing. This is the third time we've sold it. nobody picks it up after they buy it. It's an auctioneer city. This is the third time I sell this, $25. So they said, I'll take it. Okay. We're trying to get rid of it, actually.
You should buy some more of it.
But anyway, it was successful. I think the automobiles got pretty lively there on a couple of bids, so it was good. Any questions or comments on the auction?
How many people showed up? I'm curious.
Oh, quite a few. I'd say 50, 75 from there.
Wow.
Really?
There was a lot of, there was some spectators, you know, there, but I'm gonna tell you, just my opinion. I'm glad I don't go to these auctions because, man, you get tempted to buy this stuff. It's all junk, you know. it's like going to a garage sale or something. Man, I said, oh, man, I need to use that at home.
So those trucks out there?
They're already going. All they got to do is come pick them up and then. That Magnum's getting the, Ned, that Magnum's getting.
Yeah, I'm gonna have it out here around 8:30 in the morning.
Okay. All right. Decals will be in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, I was surprised that one went by.
No, it was.
They liked it.
Bye-bye.
So anyway, that's now we're gonna have to. I guess we need to put on the agenda what to do with that Crown Vic. We need to set a new minimum, I guess.
What was the minimum? What was the minimum?
I don't really have.
We set a minimum of 1,000 for your budget.
Is that the one the fire department wanted? Or they wanted
the
bag. Yeah, we don't have a choice now. I guess we gotta.
What was the minimum on it?
3,000.
3,000, I think it was. We kind of took the book value of all of them and cut it in half as a minimum. And I think that was like 3,000, but it didn't go anywhere. I was there. Maybe 1,000. Were you here?
No, but I.
Yeah, but you remember what it was?
$1,100.
It wasn't much.
Y'all couldn't sell it for that.
It wasn't even close. So I guess we'll have to go with sealed bids.
Just, this may be a dumb question. This money gets allocated how from the auction?
Well, that's what we're going to talk later on. It's time for us to do a budget adjustment. This would be one of the items. Is it would be like miscellaneous income that we didn't expect.
Yeah, where we fall.
We just put it in there, but then miscellaneous income was supposed to be like 100 for this year, and it's like 12,000, so we're going to adjust that. Just the sales tax that is going up and things like the road overlay came in much under. We find it in the middle of the budget year, we kind of do an adjustment every year because it's just the right way to do it.
So things are much better than projected.
Yeah, so far.
Kind of like on the bids.
Something.
You don't know the bids will come back.
The very high charges for engineer is much above budget this year.
No, that was your developer left. That's the resubmittal and resubmittal and resubmittal of developer's plans and changes.
Not all is good.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the next item. Budget adjustment, the next item. So I'm going to ask one of you to introduce the ordinance for a budget adjustment, which would be next month. So we provide you with information on what we suggest. But just as a matter of introduction, I'd like to have that introduced. One of you would do that for us. Personnel committee. I have the list of my recommendation for the committees in the package. In addition to that, item number one, it has been my policy in the times that I've been in mayor that the person who received the most votes of the council members who are elected is going to be my choice for Mayor Pro Tempore, and that would be Mr. Rhodes. And I've discussed it with him. He's willing to take the job, so that will be my recommendation. I will also recommend Debbie for town clerk and Tom for town attorney. And all of you guys get the opportunity to be board of adjustment members. And that covers 1 through 5. You didn't discuss the committee members. Yeah, I said they have a list.
There's a list.
Yeah. I went out of order. I just got whatever. Any comments or questions? Or anybody? One council member called me and wanted a slot that had already been claimed. I told him, too bad. He'll have to vote against himself. No, he's all right. All right, discuss ordinance number six of 2012 personnel. There's a draft of it in the package. The underlying portion is the portion that I would recommend be added to our ordinance. And it reads, permanent part-time employees may work more than 28 hours per week if one or more full-time employees are on vacation, sick, leave of absence, et cetera, only after authorization by the mayor and with concurrence of the council at the next regular meeting of the council. What that means is if we have people that work part-time here quite almost all the time, and if we have any situation like Carlissa's on maternity leave or somebody gets sick or something happens, then we can go, whoever needs to go with 28 would get concurrence of the mayor. You know, we need to say mayor or no, mayor or the chief if it's in the police department. Yeah, we need to add that in parentheses like we do everywhere else.
I think there's a maximum hours that part-time can work, though. You can't exceed, I believe, 35 hours by the labor standards.
From this guy, Stovall or Stovall or whatever his name is.
Strobel.
Uh-huh. He suggested that we put this in our ordinance because you want to have the flexibility to be able to do that. And the, I don't know if there's an upper limit. I know the limit at 28 is set because they're a part-time employee. And it would give the opportunity to go over 28 with concurrence of the mayor, but also with concurrence of the council at the next meeting. In other words, I could, let's say what happened tomorrow, I could give Debbie the okay, you can work 40 hours until further notice. When the next council meeting would come up, I'd have to bring it to y'all and say, look, we told so-and-so that she could work 40 hours a week. And if y'all would say no, then she'd have to go back to 28 and we just have to do without.
I still think we need to check to make sure we're not violating any state labor law, because I think part-time is defined not to exceed 35 hours.
Okay.
I just check and see.
Yeah, Tom, check on that. I'm checking. All right. But anyway, that's a...
Am I correct?
So I talking to me?
No, he asked me. That is correct. But I think it has a duration to it, too. You can work X number of hours for a period of time and not fall into the full-time employment.
That's Strobel guy's the one that talks to us at Ellen Mason.
I think part-time hours, like later on, and towards the end of the year, cut back on the hours.
I don't know. We just need to check. I know that there is a maximum, or there was before I retired.
Are you talking about like a maximum in a year? Or maximum in a week.
A part-time person can't work over 35 hours per week, or he's considered full-time and you got to pay certain benefits.
That's 28, actually. But what we're saying is in a case like this, they could work temporarily over 28 and not.
We just need to verify we can do that.
Okay. Well, we definitely don't want to back us. We don't want to paint ourselves in a corner.
And we tell these permanent part-time people when they're hired, we tell them that they are subject to termination at any time.
That didn't change. The only part that's underlined is the changes. That's all that other stuff is already in there. You know, maybe we ought to put may work more than 28 hours per week, more than 40.
40 is full time.
Exactly.
Okay, talk about.
All right. Assuming Tom says that we can bump them up on a temporary basis.
Just let him find the number, but to me it's kind of hard to get. If you're under 35 to be part-time, but you're 40, you're full-time at 40, well, anything less than 40 to me would be part-time.
It's bracketed.
All right.
Define a number that says full-time, anything less than that should be part-time.
The intent of this change is to give the town flexibility in cases like we have going on right now. If it comes to pass that there is a limit like 35 or 32 or something like that, and it doesn't help us that much, well, we just pull it. We're not gonna pass it. Just leave it like it is. I understand what you're trying to say. We're all trying to avoid having a person come back, having somebody come back and say, oh, well, this person actually was full-time, so you screwed up. We're not gonna let that happen.
Yeah. You let him work 40 hours.
But there's some kind of upper limit, like you can work more than 28, but less than 32. Well, shit, we just forget it. Just, you know, just get another person, get a second person.
Yeah.
Which is what we really do. We don't want to do that, but we can. You know, I guess we can. If, I guess what I'm saying, if it doesn't do us any good, we just won't even mess with it. Just leave it like it is. Because it's fine like it is. All right. Tom, you gonna do some research on that and get back to
me? Yeah, it's probably gonna be tomorrow, because I may have to very well call Don Strobel.
Yeah, why don't you do that, and then just send us an email, and we'll have the information before we get here. And if it comes to pass that it's not, it's helping us, we might just pull it all together. All right, any questions or comments from all of you? Anybody? Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, have any?
No, I have, anybody been complaining to y'all, like you, about dog on the bulls, pretty all that?
I didn't complain to you about a dog on the bulls. Like you, you said?
I said, I've been complaining.
Oh, I'm the dog? Oh.
Complaining to you.
Shit.
Well, I know if you're complaining, it's been a little.
I'm the one getting bad, not the one bad.
Anybody's complaining to you about?
Nobody's complained to me except one citizen. He's complained to me a lot in emails. He writes me a book about every week.
And we got, in your next court, you got a lady coming to give her a summons today, I guess.
Yeah, and she, you know, are you aware that she was already on probation for that? I was not, I don't even remember it, but I put on probation.
Is that on my,
Yeah, same one.
Same one?
Same one. So she's got two of them now.
Yeah, I didn't.
$200 each. She's found guilty.
Court, okay.
That's fine.
I don't have a dog comment, but there was a lot of fireworks going on New Year's Eve, and they weren't all coming from Babytown.
Oh, well, that cuts me out, Babytown with boudoir.
It wasn't all from Babytown.
Whatever happened to the roosters?
I think them down to two. Somebody must have had stooped.
I did get called on New Year's about fireworks. I just told my office I should go shut them down. And I never got no more calls.
Thank you.
Sound like a war going on. All right. Anything else? Anybody got any police comments? Governmental affairs? I'm not aware of anything.
Oh, Landmark and Heritage Commission meeting will be January 28th at 6:30 in the chamber, since y'all not have a court here.
All right. Put that in the announcements for next week.
First quarterly meeting.
Other matters? Not aware of any. Mayor's report. The generator that I reported that we put in last time, they finally completed the testing. It tested fine, switches over fine. It even had a power failure one time and it came on, so it works great. We had a one day, and I don't remember what, sometime during the month, where we had very, very high winds early in the morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning, like a hurricane came through. And we got a call from a lady on Eileen Street, and she says, my cart has been blown over. Well, Wayne received a call. He was thinking, well, why don't you go pick it up? But no, she wanted us to go pick it up. So what we ended up doing was, Wayne just was proactive. He just sent the guys around town and picked up a whole bunch of them, because the garbage truck hadn't passed yet. So by the time he passed, they picked up everybody's. But it's one of those things, people had left for work and they were just blown down, so they picked them up. It's just one of those things. We had an Arbor Day ceremony out here and planted three trees. You ought to go look at them. There's three live oaks there. They're on the south end of the property we recently bought from Mr. Rod. Really look nice. Very nice ceremony. If y'all remember the long odyssey we had with those aerators at the pond, where every time we have a power failure, we had problems. Well, we had power failures aplenty when we had all those winds and all that, and they came on each time. They'd go off and come on just like they're supposed to. So that's, as far as I'm concerned, we finally come to the end of that. Fire sales tax, during the month I went in told the parish council what we have in mind, what we're doing. The lady is a lady with Channel 2 who has been calling me every month to find out where that's at, and we've been telling her that nothing was going on because there was an election coming up. And she is going, she says she's coming to interview me tomorrow, so I may be on Channel 2, but our position is very clear. It's not, we're not deviating from that position, and frankly, the feedback we're getting back from everybody I've talked to has been real positive, including our legislative delegation. So I think we're going to hopefully be successful, but you know, when you deal with the legislature, you never can be sure. Swearing in was held last Thursday, and it went very well. Again, thanks to the people like Debbie and her staff who put it together, and the attendees, the families, all. It was nice. Every year around Christmas, Lukeville has a day where they invite a whole bunch of people from all over the community, leaders of the community, and we go and we read to the classes. A little big little book, you know, it's not very long, but really, y'all to call if you want to call Lukeville and tell them you want to call next year. You talk about that is a thrill. Those kids, when you read them that book, I mean, they're absolutely frozen. They just love it. I mean, I don't even know what age I had, fourth grade or something, but it was they loved that, and I mean, it's a good program. Everybody ought to do it. And I also participated this month in the Student of the Year judging for the every year they have three students of the year that they give out as a competition. And every year I say the same thing. I'm going to say it again this year. You ever get a chance to do something like that, you realize what good students we have in this parish, because they are really some sharp kids. And I really don't remember who won, frankly, but they were all good. We didn't have any of them bad. So it's a thrill doing something like that. And with that, we'll move to remarks of personal privilege.
May I have one question?
Yep.
On the fire district subtax, mm-hmm. Fire district tax, I read in the paper, maybe I didn't understand. They said Port Allen had to be on board for this to fly, but if this flies through the legislature, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of what Port Allen thinks.
Right. The way the law says right now is the only way the percentages can be changed is if you have a unanimous
vote. That's what things stay the same.
Port Allen, Brulee, Addis, and the parish council all have to vote in favor of it. That's not going to happen. Whoever, if Brulee was getting cut, we wouldn't vote for it. So that's impossible to do. But the legislation that we are going forward with, it says there won't be a vote. It says that every time there's a census, the numbers will be changed. Every time there's a reassessment, the numbers will be changed. Just like we do with everything else around. Right. You know, everything else it changes with time. And the formula that's going to be implemented is the exact same formula that was used back in the late 80s or whenever, 89 I think it was, when the original percentages were figured. So we don't need Port Allen to join, we don't need anybody. If the legislation changes, it changes the implementing legislation for the whole tax. So it's that'll take care of it. We gotta get it passed.
Yeah, so what you're gonna do is just lock in the percentages without a requirement for
locking in the formula.
That's what I'm saying. Formula.
That's right.
But there won't be a requirement for everybody to say grace whatever.
It'll happen just like it does with everything else we have in this parish. It'll happen. It'll be a bumpless transfer. Just like when we just had the census, our percentages went way up and some of those went down. Hey, they just sent us a different check for January. It was a done deal. So we're not doing anything exotic. It's just a mistake was made. It's a bad law, and we're trying to correct it. A bad law. Anybody else? Comment? Yes, sir.
Mayor, the other day they were a couple of helicopters over our house, and it looked like they sat down
at the high school.
At who?
The high school.
I didn't understand.
The high school. High school.
Oh, oh.
At the high school.
Okay.
It's not a modern football.
Henry Capella was had it there as a change of command, and he was put in command of something, I don't know, military terms.
Well, it looked like they sat down.
Three Blackhawks.
In the next subdivision over, but apparently it was at the school.
Well, when Mike Cass called me, he told me it was going to be at the school. I don't know where they actually sat down, frankly.
It was at the school.
At the school, okay. We went to the school, we got a scoop. No, I was just told it would come in, it would be at the school.
Yeah. That was my only comment.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to go, but it was...
They've done that for like the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And that's for every year, first part of January, they have to change another guard, they call it.
Yeah.
And the new head guy actually gets on the helicopter, and the other guy gets on...
Rusty, didn't you go to school with Henry? Same age, same class? Yeah, Paco.
Is it an aviation company, or is it a...
Yeah. Marcy was, she was told Paco was going to be in charge of a military. I'll tell you what she said later.
Thank you,
James. Everybody grows up like
that.
Everybody grows up. Ms. Bourgeois, I can tell you a few things about Pee Wee Berthelot, can't you? He wasn't always an angel, was he?
He tried.
Anybody else? Remarks, personal privilege.
Yeah. Yeah, I have one.
Yes, sir.
And it's hard for me to make, but I want to thank the town of Brewley for the support that y'all gave to me, to my family.
Hey, you deserve everything you got, man. Appreciate it. We had a little incident in my family, and I've said this 100 times, I've said it once. You don't appreciate what it is living in a small town until something really bad happens, and you realize you're not by yourself. It's a good thing. Anybody else? Okay, announcements. Town Hall will be closed January 21st for Civil Rights Day. Town Hall will be closed February 12th for Mardi Gras. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Andres, second by Mr. Reshort. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.